This is Mark Steiner, and today is December the 17th.
Most of our color have been taught to stand in fear of the white man from our earliest infancy, to work as soon as they could walk and call master before they scarce could lisp the name mother. Continual fear and laborious servitude have in some degree lessened in us that natural force and energy which belong to man. Or else, in defiance of opposition, our men before this would have nobly and boldly contended for their rights. Give the man of color an equal opportunity with the white, from the cradle to manhood, and from manhood to the grave, and you will discover the dignified statesman, the man of science.
That was actress Kerry Washington reading the 1833 speech of abolitionist Maria Stuart from the Voices of a People's History of the United States. Maria Stuart was an orator, an abolitionist, a feminist. She was born free in Connecticut. She was orphaned at the age of five, deprived of any education until she was 20 years old when she went to the Sabbath school. She became the first black woman to lecture on women's rights, black women's rights, religion, and social justice. Her speeches were published in the anti-slavery newspaper, The Liberator. She played an important role during the Civil War. She started a school for children of families that had escaped enslavement. Maria Stuart is honored today, the day she passed away, with the feast of the liturgical calendar of the Episcopal Church, one of our great heroines of the past. We remember another orator, writer, and political activist who died on this day as well. His name was Hubert Henry Harrison, born in St. Croix, in the Danish West Indies, now the West Indies that belongs to the United States. He relocated to New York City in 1900, began writing letters to the editor of the New York Times, and he wrote about lynching, Charles Darwin, literary criticism. He became the father of the Harlem Renaissance. Some called him the foremost African-American intellect of his time, or the foremost intellect of his time. He was a revolutionary and a radical who believed it was an anti-capitalist fighter. Hubert Henry Harrison influenced a generation of black militants like A. Philip Randolph, Marcus Garvey, and Cyril Briggs. And the United States approved the end of the internment of Japanese Americans in 1944. This happened during World War II. United States Major General Henry Pratt issued the public proclamation number 21, which declared Japanese Americans evacuees from the West Coast could return to their homes. We lost the great Nzinga Mbande on this day, queen of Ndongo and Maamba nations in southwestern Africa. We know now as Angola, today in 1663. She became queen when her brother died and wanted to go on to lead her troops into battle against the Portuguese colonizers. Eventually, she signed a peace treaty with Portugal. She devoted her efforts to resettling formerly enslaved people and fighting against the slave trade. It was not until after her death that the Portuguese accelerated their occupation of Southwest Africa and expanded the slave trade. She was the block between it. You can see a street named in her honor in a statue in Luanda, Angola, now. And way back in 497, the first Saturnalia festival was celebrated in ancient Rome. Ancient Romans made a sacrifice in the Temple of Saturn. This feast is a feast of great joy and partying during the time that we celebrate now as the Christmas holidays. And it was a time of great gift-giving. So Saturnalia and the gift-giving part of Saturnalia was actually taken by the Catholic Church to help create Christmas, to bring the kind of, so they wanted to get rid of the pagan rituals and push them out of the way, but they always kind of took in these rituals, and this was one of the rituals they took in, which is part of why we give gifts on this Christmas day coming up. And here's a song for you to think about on this December 17th. It's by Grammy Award-winning singer who was born in Mindelo, Cape Verde. She started singing at a very young age, but it didn't immediately find any success. She went to Paris and released her first album, La Diva au Pied Nu, The Barefoot Diva. Do you know who I'm talking about? The great Cesaria Evora, who passed away on this day in 2011. And you listen to her song, Vaux de Mort, which contributed to her Grammy Award for Best Musical Album. An amazing singer, Afro-Cuban singer, Afro-Verdean, Cape Verdean singer. This Day in History is produced by the Center for Emerging Media at WEAA 88.9 FM in Baltimore, Maryland. Producer Stephanie Mavronis, Mark Gunnery, research producer Sianna Greaves. To continue your exploration of This Day in History, visit steinershow.org for resources. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks. Um gosto, um sabor, revelado mal de um flor, lembrança do sol, tá flutuando na minha mente.
presença ausente e bom carinho.